Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families. Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are, it's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you!
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.
We know it's the little things that make a big impact. So in this episode of More Than Meets the Mom, we're going to be highlighting a mini moment. This is a moment that struck us either with a laugh, a lesson, or maybe even a challenge that impacts us as moms. These quick, heartfelt reflections remind us all in the beautiful chaos of motherhood, it's these moments that help us grow. So grab a cup of coffee or settle in for a few minutes as you're doing the laundry or the dishes, and let's dive into this week's mini moment together. So let me give you a little insight into Becca and I. We're different people. We have a lot of similarities, but we're also different in a number of ways. And one of those big differences is that I can sometimes just fly by the seat of my pants. I don't have to have everything organized. I don't need to know everything that I need or what we're doing and all of that. I kind of just go with the flow sometimes. And the flow can be great. And, you know, it sometimes brings less stress to me because I'm like, oh, I don't really know what to expect, so I can't stress about anything to expect. However, I was watching social media. Yeah, I mean, it had to have been like a year or more ago, and I saw Becca's stories, and she's at the doctor's office, and she has this bag of activities for her kids, and I'm like, what is this that she's bringing to the doctor's office? I need this in my life because there's like crayons or markers in this bag, and the kids, you know, that paper they lay on the table, the kids are drawing on it and they have books and all these other things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I go to the doctor's office and it's the worst experience ever because I don't bring anything for my kids. And then we're sitting in this tiny room and then the kids are wanting to flicker on the lights on and off. They're wanting to roll around in the doctor's chair. They want to open the door and peek into the hallway. What's going on? And it's a really long time in a very small room with three kids. And so I saw Becca packing her bag and I'm like, I need this in my life. So Becca is the organizational one. She is the one that is prepared and she is going to make your life so much more simple. So Becca, tell us how you pack your bag.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that Kristen's gifts and talents are things that I do not have. And so while being organized is a strong suit of mine, going with the flow is not. And I am envious of her ability to do that. But that's not what this episode is about. This is about packing your bag or honestly packing your car. The other day I was picking the girls up and a friend of mine, a good friend, she's hysterical, sees me getting the kids out and she goes, you know, I feel like sometimes you live in your car. Like, do you have a house? She's joking, you know. And she's like, because we have a guest room. You can come stay with us. I just feel like I see you and you just have everything in your car. And I didn't take that as a bad thing. I'm like, well, thank you very much. You are right. I could live in my car with three kids, with all the activities, with never really knowing where we're going to end up. My car is packed. I got hair ties. I got extra set of clothes. I have paper towels. I have a little portable potty. I have snacks. I mean, you name it.
None of which is in my car. I'm envious.
But I mean, if I had to have a rental car or something, I would need Kristen's
go with the flow.
I need some lessons on that. However, the doctor, yes, pack your bag. I have this bag that I bring everywhere. And it's packed. It's got the snacks. It's got the toys that the kids fight over. They love it. They can fight over it. It's got snacks. Did I already say snacks?
Oh, yeah, but you can never have
too
many.
It has wipes. It has hand sanitizer. It has, well, it depends. If we're going to gymnastics, I put the iPads in there for the big kids. It has books. You name it, it's in there. And here's the thing. I saw Kristen, cute little Kristen.
Unorganized Kristen.
And she was trying to pack her bag.
I tried, you guys.
But it was the tiniest bag. You guys, it was the tiniest, cutest little bag.
Okay, let me just, like, say my piece here, is that when I ordered it online, another fault of mine is I don't really look too much into detail. So it looked big in the picture. Picture probably was not actual size. I got the bag. It was much smaller. And I was like, eh, at least I got a bag.
We'll make it work, which is, again, a really fantastic skill set of Kristen's. I'm not joking. Like, she freaking makes it work. However, the bag was not doing the job that it needed to do, especially with three kids.
It was half easier.
Yeah. So for Christmas, I gifted Kristen the bag.
The bag. You guys, game changer. Oh my gosh.
So tell me about the bag.
Okay. Well, let me just say, just to show how important and how accustomed I've gotten to this bag now in the last month that I've used it, is I have put everything that we need in it. So it has diapers, it has wipes, it has the snacks, it has tissues, and I feel so prepared to leave the house and go to a park workout, go to the doctor's office, go pick up the kids from school, go to the park, you know, you name it, we're ready for it. And the other day, it was in our hallway because I'm keeping it in the same place. I'm keeping all the things, especially they're specific for the bag, in the bag. So we're ready to go. Like, I can literally just pick it up and we're out the door. Like, how beautiful is that? Well, Kyle starts to go through the bag. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, you want me to put these snacks back? And should the diapers go back in the room? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, I almost lost it. I almost lost it because he was disrupting my organizational system that I've never had before that I have put into place because of packing the bag. And I'm like, do not touch a single thing in that bag. He's like, whoa, okay. He knows not to touch the bag because it makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
When the bag is packed and everything in that bag is for that bag, where you just grab it, you put it in the car. So when you get to basketball practice and the kids are like, I need a wipe, you don't even have to worry if you have a wipe. You don't go rummaging underneath the seats, because that's what I was doing before. I'm like, please tell me there's a pack of wipes under the seat.
There's a better way.
There's a better way. This bag is a game changer.
And here's the thing, though. You do have to restock the bag sometimes.
You do.
So it's not like a magical bag.
Okay, it's not like Mary Poppins, where you can pull infinite things out of.
I hate to break it to you, but it is really a game changer and does give you confidence walking out of the house. And especially, I gotta say, like, mom of three, I've had diaper bags before. They never fit everything.
No, and there's so many compartments, you don't remember what zipper you put what in, and then you're just searching.
And if you have kids in different stages, it can be really challenging. So it's like, we have a kid who's in diapers, but a kid who's five who needs something different. And I've never really gotten the same organization out of a diaper bag that I have out of this particular bag. I know we're, like, really speaking this. We're, like, speaking very highly.
We're not hyping it up enough, truthfully.
But I will say, like, now all my kids are potty trained. And for a little bit, I was trying to go with the flow of, like, oh, we don't need anything. But that's just not the way it is. And to be able to leave the house with confidence that you have the things that you need is fantastic. So, pack your bag, guys. Pack your bag. And if you don't know what bag
or what
to pack in it, go to More Than Meets the Mom and check out our storefront. We are listing all of our game-changing products that are going to make such a big difference in your life so that you can be a little bit like me and then a little bit like Kristen to be able to just have your bag packed and then grab it on the go.
And you know it's going to be the essentials because you have Becca and I doing this together. So you have the one that's organized and then the one that's go with the flow. So we're like, do we really need this? Am I over planning? Nope, we don't need that. So go to the link in our bio, go to our storefront. You are going to pack your bag and you guys, you can thank us later. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.